From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks insists he's the only true conservative in the race for U.S. Senate. He's in a runoff for the Republican nomination for Senate on June 21st. On the campaign trail, he hits on issues such as gun rights and illegal immigration. But he's also faced criticism over what role he may have played related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's where we start this conversation between Brooks and WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
I want to ask about a speech that you gave at a pro-Trump rally the morning of January 6th. Now, much has been made about your comments of taking down names and kicking ass.
Do you know who I was referring to?
Who are you referring to?
Republicans.
Okay. But I actually want to ask about what you said next, and I'm quoting here. You said, "Our ancestors sacrificed their blood, their sweat, their tears, their fortunes, and sometimes their lives to give us, their descendants, an America that is the greatest nation in the world." And then you asked the crowd if they were willing to do the same thing. And you said your answer is yes. And I just want to clarify, with the words of sacrificing blood and possibly their lives, were you calling for people to engage in some sort of conflict where people would be killed?
Absolutely not, although I understand that's the kind of thought that you try to put in listeners' minds. But there is a federal judge who was appointed by Barack Obama who has looked at all of the evidence and all of the law in the fake, frivolous Eric Swalwell lawsuit against me. And that federal judge, having looked at all of the evidence and all the law, entered an order dismissing me from that case because, as he said it, there was no plausible argument that could be advanced that my motivation or the effect of what I said had anything to do with what you just suggested. You ought to apologize on air for that.
So here's my question. By talking about asking the crowd if they were willing to do the same as the ancestors, which included sacrificing their lives, blood being spilt.
A federal judge,
what were you suggesting?
Appointed by Barack Obama, has already looked at that entire speech and looked at the context of the speech and looked at all the other evidence and dismissed outright Eric Swalwell's lawsuit against me.
And I'm not asking about Eric Swalwell's argument. I'm not asking about his lawsuit. I'm asking.
Well, you're suggesting that you're smarter than a federal judge who's looked at all the evidence.
I'm trying.
And you shouldn't suggest that.
I'm trying to understand what you were saying.
Well, look at the federal judge's order, and you will be able to discern it. Basically, I'm appealing to people's patriotism for them to understand and respect the sacrifices that Americans have made over the centuries in order to ensure that we have a republic, that we have the rights that are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution. I want everybody to understand the sacrifices that have been made before us, and if you look at the concluding request by me of the people who were in that audience, something you've for whatever reason chosen not to read. The only thing I asked anyone to do was to take the time to go to the United States Capitol and chant the words USA.
You know, on the campaign trail, you talk a lot about Second Amendment rights. You've been endorsed by the NRA. You know, we've recently seen shootings and mass shootings in Texas, in New York. There was even one here in Anniston, Alabama, not long ago. There are calls for increased background checks, red flag laws, raising the age to purchase assault-style weapons to 21. I'm imagining you're not in favor of any of those. But what can be done to prevent what seems to be very frequent mass shootings?
It's a very simple thing. Restore moral values. Restore respect for the life of others. Golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. One of the commandments, thou shalt not kill. Emphasize how precious life is.
You know, I'm thinking about other industrialized nations. They have much lower rates of mass shootings. If moral values are such a critical part of this, is that why we see fewer overseas?
Well, let's talk about why we have the Second Amendment right to bear arms. It's not for personal protection, although that's a benefit of it. It's not for hunting, although that's a benefit of it. It was put in the United States Constitution for one primary reason, and that was to ensure that the citizenry always had the ability to take back their government should it become dictatorial, should it morph into a kingdom by way of example, or some other dictatorial form of government. And fortunately, over the centuries, the Second Amendment has, to a very large degree, protected our republic from it becoming a dictatorship in which our rights are lost. I'd love for these horrific shootings to stop, But the way to do it, in my judgment, is to restore moral values so that people understand how precious life is, and they're much less likely to engage in that kind of conduct.
So what I'm trying to get to is, if we see fewer shootings of these types in other countries, I'm thinking European countries.
Well, a lot of these other countries, they have over time, if you go back the last two centuries, they have been subjected to dictatorial rule. By way of example, all of Europe was conquered by Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 1940s. You know, one of the reasons, I don't know.
So my question, I'm trying to figure out, why does this happen here that it doesn't happen elsewhere? And if morals is such a...
Because we cherish the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and we are willing to do what is necessary to protect our republic, while other societies, to a large degree, apparently are more willing to subject themselves to the boot of dictatorial government.
Congressman Mo Brooks represents Alabama's 5th Congressional District. He's running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Congressman Brooks, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.